And we are back, Pittsburgh Steelers fans, with part two of the Scobro Show. I am Dave Schofield, co-editor behind the steelcurtain.com. And with me, as always, is my big brother, Rich. Rich, did you get the stank out yet?
Oh, yeah, Kyle must have taken a shower. I smell X body wash going
something. It's that stank of that.
Teenage boy just took a shower thing going on.
Well,
oh, that's hilarious that I said that. I actually really did just catch a whiff of something like that.
Anyway, I spoke it into existence. Why couldn't we speak a Steelers victory into existence and a Steelers comeback? You know, bottom line is, if your team makes the postseason, if you're one of the 14 teams that make it to the postseason, 13 of them are going to end the season on a loss.
Yep.
It's how it is.
We're talking about 31 teams in the NFL go home without the championship every year.
Yeah.
One at the end of the season, one out of 32 gets to celebrate.
And
the problem is, I like it when that one is the Steelers.
Exactly. You know, everyone else gets to talk about next year when one team gets to enjoy this past year for a little bit longer. Now, were the Steelers going to go win the Super Bowl? If they'd have made that comeback, we'll never know what would have happened. But would have, could have, should have. But bottom line is, you don't want to – if you're going to lose in the postseason, you don't want to lose like that. That was the problem. It was a bad loss. But you know what?
The only thing I'll say is good about it is partway through the first quarter, I'm so numb to everything. I just – watched the rest of the game and wrote my article.
Yeah.
I wasn't all wound up like I was, you know, it wasn't, you know, needing my heart medicine at the end of the game because, you know, they were killing me.
Yeah.
It was over 5 minutes into the game.
Yeah. And you know what? And that one moment I was like, are you telling me they're gonna, I mean, if they'd have got within one score, and that was the thing when they chose to punt the ball, that was your chance to get it to within one score. And you mean when you're in a one score game in the fourth quarter, unless the other team's in victory formation, so you're telling me there's a chance.
Yeah, and that's right.
But they didn't seize that opportunity. But the biggest thing with moving forward is there's a lot of good things to look at. And there's a lot of bad things to look at. There is a lot of uncertainty with this Pittsburgh Steelers team. I said it last year for the Steelers to function and do the things they needed to do. It was the year of the restructure. They had all these players that had 2 years left on their deal, 2020 and 2021. And they basically decided every single one of them, not on a rookie deal, they decided to pay them everything this year as a signing bonus, other than the minimum, you know, but basically the minimum for each player. And that pushed half of it to next year. Well, guess what? Now we're going into that year where they pushed half of it and a salary cap that is projected to go down. How much it's, if, you know, there is a, they put a floor on it. It's not going to drop below, I think, roughly
70.
It's six? Roughly $25 million less than what this past year's. But there's a lot of people that are projecting that it's not going to drop that low. That's a big, big thing and a big uncertainty there. So what if 2020 was the year of the restructure, 2021 is going to be one of two things. It's either the year of the extension – or it's the year of the dead cap hit.
It's time to pay the piper.
You know what I mean? It's
somebody bring me my checkbook.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's going to come due eventually. The only question is, I think it'll be a combination of both. There's going to be some players that you're going to say, You might carry a dead cap hit of $4 million, but we'll save $4.5 million. And right now it's worth it to not have to pay that $4.5 million. Yep. The Steelers are going to have a number of those players. And unfortunately they have a lot of guys that are not under contract right now, and they're probably going to lose most of them. most of them. I mean, we could go through the list, and honestly, I think that might be what we probably do next week. We'll probably go through the whole list and say stay, go, and things like that. We don't have time to do that one on this show. We're still getting over this. So unless somebody else grabs that before we get a chance to, I'll have to make sure I try to claim that one. That's some stuff that we'll look at next week. You know, we might even break it down into multiple weeks and break and look at different sides of the ball and things like that. So there's the problem is it's going to be really hard to pay people. I'll ask you this one. I loved the pick of Alex Highsmith this past year. Remember, he was a third-round pick, but you also got to remember, the Steelers didn't have a regular third-round pick. They lost that one. That was the comp pick that they had for – why am I suddenly – for Mr. – oh, who was the third-round comp pick last year? It was for Mr. Buttnaked Get Robbed, right?
Yeah.
Yes, that was what the Highsmith pick was. So it wasn't even an early third-round pick or even a later third. It was the comp pick. It was over pick 100. And yeah, so
basically it's in the third round, but really it's a fourth-round pick.
Yeah, it's more like a beginning of the fourth-round pick if they kept it at 32 picks per team. So when you look at that, you have to say, okay, good pick. But the reason it was so smart was you had a year to figure out, is he someone that could be the replacement for Dupree, or are we going to have to draft that position high next year if we can't keep Dupree?
Yep.
What's the question now is, what do you think the Steelers do there?
He can replace Dupree.
I think he can too. And I don't think they can afford to spend that much money on Dupree of what he's going to bring.
Correct.
So, and you can't franchise him again because that's even more expensive than what he would be otherwise. Yes. I mean, and if they somehow could work out a deal with Dupree where that first year counts hardly anything towards the salary cap and they sign him, I'm not going to be upset. Trust me, I'm not. I just don't know. You know, even being a numbers guy, I don't know how they work those numbers, but I'm not saying that they can't. I'm just saying, man.
I'd say you'd be okay. Yeah. Do I love the Bud Dupree? Sure I do. But if you've got to make decisions, I think you've got a guy that is probably not quite on Bud Dupree's level now, but he's younger and can work into that. And I really think he can be the replacement. So, Mr. Highsmith, if you're listening to this, know that we think that Alex is ready to go. And I say that because, you know, he's watched our show before.
Yeah. There's some breaking news tonight from Jerry Dulac. We just got the article out on the site. Okay. I don't know if people wanted to know that. In case you hadn't heard, the news was that the Steelers facility was closed yesterday because there was a player who tested positive for COVID-19. And there was possibly, you know, lots of close contacts because once the Steelers were eliminated, they could go up to each other and hug and, you know, and kind of reminisce and things like that because it wasn't going to affect next week if that's what they chose to do. We can get into the moral debate somewhere else other than here about whether that was smart to do or not. But Jerry Dulac reported on who the player was that tested positive. It was one Eric Ebron. So after being the close contact and having the 5 days and the no tests and the no symptoms, then he tests positive later on. So, that's very interesting. We just wanted to get that out to people. Not that we're going to go into a big discussion about it, but that's very – which honestly, you know what that might do, unfortunately, for the rest of the NFL? That might change their policy on how long they keep out the close contacts for the rest of the postseason. They might, you know, they might have to consider changing that up, you know, beyond this if they have close contact people again, because obviously that wasn't long enough in order for them to get the positive back. So,
yeah.
Very interesting.
Well, if at my job, if you're a close contact, you know what that puts you out?
14. Yep. So, just very interesting. But looking forward, the Steelers have a lot of decisions to make, and we could talk draft. And I know we had a draft super chat early on, and they were talking about center versus running back. You know, tackle's another go. I know you got because you don't have Zach Banner under contract. Is he going to come back for another 1 year prove it deal where you could have maybe him and
come Chiefs back, to- Zach. Come on. Yeah, you I would like to see Zach talk about both of you out there on either tackle mm-hmm. spot. Come on back, Zach.
Because the thing is, it would be nice to be able to draft a tackle, not with their very first pick, and someone that they could take a year to before you have to completely depend on, like they did with Dotson, who, in my opinion, should have been starting much sooner. I mean, I still don't. The Dotson would have been
starting last night.
And the thing, what night before, technically. It feels like last night.
We're talking about it, really.
Yeah. And then people got upset because Filer had a couple penalties early. Well, the hold on Filer, did you watch that? There was no hold there.
No, there was not.
He just turned his guy and drove him to the ground.
I know.
You know, that was a bad call. And then the illegal man downfield penalty. One, that wasn't the offensive line's fault because that pass was supposed to be quick. And two, he wasn't the only guy.
Correct.
So
he and Pouncey were both downfield.
And they were like, oh, Filer was not bad in the game. But I still don't. And some people are like, what do you mean? No, if you look, he wasn't terrible in the game. It wasn't like, oh, he was so bad, they should have played Dotson. But Dotson earned that. He earned the right to stay there. And they didn't give it to him. And that kind of rubbed me the wrong way. Yep. It really did. So I had in my honest opinion, the Pittsburgh Steelers' best offensive lineman for the 2020 season, they chose to have stand on the sidelines in the postseason. So that kind of bothered me a little bit. So you can talk about Steelers' draft needs. You could talk about centers. You could talk about tackle. I don't think – I mean, we'll do it. But some people are like, oh, you've – first of all, it drives me nuts when people say, and people know how frustrated I got last offseason with, you got to go this in round one. You've got to go this in round two. They don't got to. Everyone was saying how they had to go running back in round as their first pick last year. And then Dobbins was there and the Steelers didn't take him. I'm sorry. As good as Dobbins has been for that purple team, I'm still happy that they have Chase.
Oh, yes.
You know, so – and I mean, and who's to say Dobbins would have been any better going behind this offensive line? And, you know, and right now people are saying the Steelers have to get Najee Harris. They don't.
I wouldn't mind Najee Harris. I love
Najee Harris, but they don't have to do anything because your draft, I mean, you know what people were saying last January and February? The Steelers have to go tight end early. They have to go tight end with one of their first two picks.
Yep.
Did they draft a tight end?
Nope.
No, because they signed Eric Ebron.
Right.
So what is going on now and what is going on in April could be two very different things. Do the Steelers need a quarterback? There's going to be some big questions about that between now and April. And that has to do with one Benjamin Todd Roethlisberger and everything that they're going to have go down there. Okay. Do the Steelers need a cornerback? Do they have to let one of theirs go because of everything? That's going to depend because of cap stuff. That's going to depend between now and April. Okay. Yep. What about offensive line? They need offensive line. Exactly what positions along the offensive line is going to have a lot to do with what happens between now and April. Somebody like a Matt Filer who can play so many different spots, if you can bring him back, once again, you've got freedom. If you can't bring a guy like that back, then you've got very specific spots to fill.
Yep.
You know? So there's a lot of questions that the Steelers' personnel decisions and free agent period. I don't see them being big players in free agents and you know, outside free agents, because bottom line is they need to try to keep as many of their own players that need kept. And they also are going to have to let go of some of their own players that need to be let go. So I'm not going to make all those decisions. I'm going to say what I think they might do, but it's very difficult to say. I mean, last year, I thought, you know, I wasn't completely sure what they were going to do with Vance McDonald. This year, I don't see how they could continue to pay him what they owe him with what they were getting out of him, even though he was a decent blocking tight end. I just don't know if you can pay that much money for a blocking tight end. I don't know. The Detroit Lions are with Jesse James because they hardly ever throw in the ball. Although he did get a touchdown late in the year.
Jesse James caught that ball.
Yeah, because he really caught that one for Pittsburgh anyway. So there's a lot of things to do. Okay, like people are saying, are they going to release Hayden? Are they going to release McDonald? Are they going to release Vince Williams? Are they going to release? Well, you can't release everyone, and you can't re-sign everyone. They've got a lot of decisions, lots of decisions. And if we want to get started, get into the drafts, my goodness, the draft is going to have to be something that's going to have to fill holes for what they lose, and we don't know what they're losing yet. So yes, it's now starting to be time to pay attention to the draft. But you can't really get into the specifics of what you can really expect until after that free agency period. You agree with that?
I do.
Yeah. So we've got a different Kyle. Kyle Smith dropping $5 into the tip jar. Thank you very much. We appreciate it. He says, if the Steelers revamp the O-line and the draft of free agency, do you see what Connor can do behind a new line or move elsewhere if Connor were cheap? James Connor... honestly, it's going to come down to, do I think the Steelers will offer him something? Yes. Do I think they will offer him much? No.
No.
There's going to be, maybe we could do a couple of these with just yes and no here real quick. A couple of these tough decisions where you say, do the Steelers even offer a contract at all? You know, do the Steelers offer James Conner a contract?
Yes.
Yes. Just not, may not be very much. Juju Smith-Schuster.
Yes.
Yes. Bud Dupree.
No.
You don't think they even offer him anything? Because you think he'll... Okay. You know what?
I don't know. Because right now they'd have to...
I could see...
Ask me again next week.
Yeah. I could see a Bud Dupree situation. Like, hey, Bud, we don't have a lot to offer you. We really don't. You want to go test the market, see what you can find, and check back with us before you go, and we'll see if we can figure it out.
That's what
please, you know, we don't want to insult you with what we can do right now, because we know you're probably worth more than what we could offer you right now. But if you come back with a number that you're going to take somewhere else and want to throw it to us, at least, you know, if you really want to stay, you know,
we'll say this is what we can do, or we'll say, you know what, we can't come anywhere close to that. Yeah. Thanks for being a Steeler. Go get your money.
And that's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
But if you at least tell him that, to say, hey, if you want to say what you're going to take and you want to say, I would take that same amount here, and tell us what it is when you actually have that offered to you, we will look into it for you. Yep. So, yeah. So it's just these are he's going to be expensive. So that's just one of those things. Do you think they bring back? I mean, there's a lot of guys with 1 year left on their contract that you got to know. I mean, the Steelers could have no tight ends when it's all said and done. You know, do they want to keep Ebron or not? Do they want to keep Vance McDonald or not? These are tons and tons and tons of questions. But you know who they are keeping? They're rookies that are under contract.
Oh, yeah.
So a lot of people are saying, oh, man, they got to pay T.J. Watt this offseason. No, they don't.
They don't.
Because we get the
fifth-year option because he was a first-round pick.
And I tried to say this, you know, like Ian Whetstone, you know, friend of the show. He's been on our shows before. He's a cap guy for, I think it's Steel City Underground, if I remember correctly. We converse at times via the written word, you know, not like I actually speak to him in person very much, but just with things. He was saying it last year that this is the year to pay TJ. I don't.
But let me ask
but
you.
But could. Yeah. Go ahead.
Do we have the ability? See, this is what I don't know about how things work sometimes. That's why I'm asking. We have the ability to say, hey, he's going into that fifth year. Mm-hmm. Give him an extension. Let the base salary stay the same for this year coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Decide how much you're going to pay him for a year, how much further out, and then how much you're going to do salary cap, which gets spreads out over the contract.
Yeah.
Could they do that?
Yeah. The whole, because if you can get that first year really low, then this might be the time.
It's one where they'll get with TJ and his agent and say, look, we don't want to let this carry on past now, but because of our cap situation, we can't give you too much more right now. So what we want to do is keep your base salary for, instead of making you play out the fifth year and then do this.
Yeah.
We'll extend you now, but we need this fifth year in to stay the same base salary, and then we'll spread the cap over the next, you know, however many years we
put out. They do it. You get that first year cheaper.
Yes.
Is the way it works with these okay. deals, unless you choose not to do it that way. But that's generally what you do. You get that first year.
I'll understand if we don't. I'd feel better if we could go ahead and get TJ under contract.
Yeah. Well, and here's the thing. You could get him under contract less next year than possibly what his fifth year option would be. That's what you have to look at.
Yeah.
If can you get that? Because basically his first year, other than the minimum, it's all his signing bonus.
Correct.
And, you know, and that's something you got to remember with numbers. I know we're running over a little bit. We'll wrap this up. We'll get into some of these number things. I might, you know, I'll be covering them on StatGeek some too.
Yep.
But people are like, oh, Ben Roethlisberger, he's not going to walk away from $41 million. He's not getting paid $41 million. He's got a cap hit of $41 million. He's already been paid $22.25 million of that. It's been paid. It's in his bank accounts or wherever else he spent it. The Steelers aren't having to write that check. That check was written years ago, but it's where they kicked the can down the road. $19 million is this year, 15 of which is a roster bonus in March. I got to go back and double check to make sure that I'm pretty sure that's his contract. $15 million roster bonus, $4 million base salary. Now, what could they do with that? Could he walk away from part of that bonus? I mean, he walks away from all of it if he decides not to play anymore. Yes.
Right.
Could he kind of not keep the Steelers on the hook for that bonus or whatever and say, let's do a one-year extension and where I'm going to get paid this amount and blah, 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 and drop that $19 million significantly? Yes, they could. But the Steelers are going to have to decide, do you want all $19 million of that or do you want part of that and still have BTR? Because you're going to have 22 and a quarter of it. No matter what. So right. It's $19 million he'd be paid for this season. If you're going to extend Ben a little bit, I think it's kind of what the Steelers decide what they do with Ben Roethlisberger is going to play in a little bit to what they do with TJ Watt. They might even need TJ Watt's next season to be the one that's low, depending on how they work things. I'm not sure. Okay. So that's kind of how it goes. So J.R. Bradford said something about this. This is right. He says that last $4 million isn't guaranteed. That's right. That's his base salary for the season. So he would get paid that over the 17 weeks of the regular season. The $15 million is guaranteed because they got to pay him the roster bonus if he's still on the roster. Sometime in March in relation to the beginning of the league year. So that's how it works. Once that hits, boom, that $15 million is paid. So they need to decide what they're doing.
Prior to that.
So that's some of the numbers involved with stuff. It's going to get tricky, but it's not impossible to work around. But I want to take the last few minutes of this show. Usually is when we come in and we give our score. You give your score and we bring them up on the screen. Obviously, we don't have that to do anymore, which makes us really
sucks.
We got to let you all know we're going to be coming every Tuesday. I mean, there might be a time where if like one or both of us is on vacation, that it won't be us or something like that. But you're going to be still getting a show every Tuesday night. You know, I don't know. I haven't asked Rich. He might quit on me, which, it is what it is. People are like, that's okay. We'll get Kyle to replace you.
Yeah.
People would probably rather have Kyle than you and I anyway. I'm sad. I'm still trying to figure out the exact best way to say this. But part of what makes me sad is I think of different things in life, you know, whether like when you go away to camp and you get really close to everyone for a week and then you leave. And I mean, when we were younger, you know, you didn't have your cell phones, you didn't have email, you weren't emailing. You might send them actual letters through snail mail. you know, back there. But you met all these people and you had these great experience at camp, and you leave and you still might stay in contact, but you're never going to get back to that same experience. You could even go back to the camp the next year, but you know what? It's not going to be all the same people. You're going to have some of the same, some are the same and some are gone. And that's why I would leave camp and I would be sad because of, you know, the knowing that the time that I had to spend with those specific people was over. That's how I feel about the 2020 Pittsburgh Steelers, especially covering the team like I do, to where I could name you every player on the roster and almost everybody on the practice squad, that I feel like I'm invested and know this team. I mean, I've written so many articles about every roster move, about where they came from, where they played in college, and this, that, and the other stuff. I mean, Michael Beck is invested in this team. He did an article about every single player in the 90-man roster. going to there. And like my sister said, not the same girlfriends. Yeah, she always made fun of me for finding a girlfriend every time I went to camp. But anyway, I digress.
You digress.
I digress. So that's what makes me sad about this 2020 team. It's not going to be the same.
And it was fun. It really was. It was fun. You know, we started up back in September thinking, okay, can we get 6 games in? Okay, can we get 8 games in? Can we, you know, because I mean, there were people that said we wouldn't even get 4 weeks in and the league would be shut down.
Yeah.
The league's getting ready to go into the
playoffs and haven't missed a game.
So, you know, there it is. And unfortunately for us as Steeler fans, we've made it all the way through and are at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we made it. And it was
I'm sad. There was no Mike Tomlin press conference today. They pushed it to tomorrow. That's the last time we're going to hear from Mike Tomlin until the draft. I'm so used to Tuesdays at noon listening to the press conference and the next day writing my players mentioned by Mike Tomlin article. I am so used to you know, looking at crunching the numbers or analyzing the win or loss by the numbers. I'm so used to doing an injury report 3 times a week, projecting the inactives, doing the article of the inactives, doing articles about roster moves. It's gone.
Sure. Maybe we'll just get him on the show.
What's that?
We'll just get him come on the show.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, coach, we'll ask you a couple questions. But there's just so much about this, and it's not going to be the same. And the thing is not only, even if it was exactly the same, we got to wait till August to get it again. I mean, do you know how long it was last year from January to August? It was like 6 years, it felt like.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm not looking forward to that. There's stuff to talk about in the offseason. We are going to continue to bring you great content at BehindTheSteelCurtain.com, your one-stop shop for all things Pittsburgh Steelers. We're going to continue to bring you all these podcasts. Obviously, we can't bring you the injury report podcasts or the Mike Tomlin press conference podcasts. Those, we're not going to have those anymore because those aren't going to be happening. But we're going to have our regular audio shows, our regular YouTube shows. You're still going to get to check out the handsome blokes from down under on Saturdays or
who have been in the live chat
from the future. Yeah, who are in the live chat there. You're still going to have that from us.
Good day, mates.
There you go. But it's just, it's, I don't like this time of year. You know, my kids are always like, Dad, are you sad that the Steelers lost? They ask me this every year. I'm like, are you sad? I'm like, Mark's naming Native Australian Bird Podcast.
Come on, take your accent.
Mark's naming Native. No, I can't do it right now. My throat's actually a little bit sore. Anyway, I got to get back on track to what I'm saying.
I know. Sorry, it's, I couldn't
help it. I know, you couldn't help it. That it's just, it's not, it's a big change. It's a, you know, this was a great season. There was a lot of problems with this season. The collapse over the last 6 games royally sucked. No fans in the stands for almost all the games. And when they did have a few fans, it was only a few thousand. And me actually not being in my seats at Heinz Field royally sucked. but we got to watch football. We got to watch 17 Steelers games this past season, and we got to watch them win 12 of them, which when I picked the Steelers to go 12-4, I knew it was ambitious. And by gum, they were 12-4 and should have had a better record. So I'm frustrated that the Steelers season is over and that they lost the way they did and what happened. I'm just more disappointed that it's the end of the road for this. And the beginning of the road is so far off. How do you feel about that, bro?
It is, but it'll be fun kind of picking through as things start to happen and next year's roster starts to take shape.
Yeah.
And trust me, I think we're going to have plenty to talk about during that time. It's just that eventually we're going to get to the point. Typically, well, here's the hope. You know, the other thing was I'm sad because
our sister, who once again will say it, happy birthday. She said
I'm starting to wonder if she's been drinking here on her birthday with some of her recent comments.
She's sad because the Pirates stink.
Maybe she was the one down in Iron Cities like you who's door to game the other night.
I actually said to my wife, I'm like, I'm not a drinker. And I'm like, we didn't have anything to drink in the house because if we did, I probably would have been pounding it Sunday night. Yeah. So
here's what I hope for going forward. Last summer was particularly tough because there was no OTAs, no mini camp, no training camp to speak of. Yeah. Well, by the time it got rolling and it wasn't a regular training camp.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, it got long. I'm hoping it doesn't feel quite as long this year.
Yeah. I mean, there's going to be stuff to cover. You know, we're going to have new stuff to talk about next week, and we're going to have it every week, pretty much. There's always something going on. The NFL never sleeps. It really doesn't. We'll have other things to talk about. I want to even talk about the games from this coming weekend because we're focused on the Steelers right now. Sure. We'll probably mention those games some next week. But this is how we're feeling right now. This is how I'm feeling right now. And I'm sad that that journey is over. But you know what? We'll be back next Tuesday to really help that new journey beginning. That, hey, it's the 2021 Steelers. Let's see what we got going. Let's see how they work this out. I'm very curious to see how they're going to make these moves. I think they're in a bad spot, but I think they can manage it. It's just they have to make the decisions of how they're going to manage it.
It's going to be fun and interesting to see what decisions are made based on what we have to do to manage our cap and what we then can do with what we do after we manage that cap.
Yeah, so my end of season mourning should be over very, very soon, and we're going to come back and crush this. I am in mourning for the 2020 Steelers. I know they're not going to be the same team anymore. And there's going to be guys that will never put on that black and gold again. And that makes me sad. But you know what? There's going to be other new players that put on that black and gold next year. And I'm excited about that too. So in the offseason, you're going to see tonight we went extra long talking about wrapping up the season. We're not going to be going as long in the future. I'll tell you that right now. And we're going to be able to do more interaction and questions from the live chat and things like that as these shows roll on. So those are some things that has me excited as well. Make sure that you continue to tune in to all the podcasts. We'll be still having YouTube shows once a day, every day of the week. That's still our schedule right now. Sunday's going to look a little different. I think we might be getting back to some Brian Anthony Davis shows that it might even be that he's having guests on with the way he's going to be doing a show. He's still working that out. You'll still have the morning audio only content that we produce. And of course, you'll still have Behind the Steel Curtain as your one-stop shop for all things Pittsburgh Steelers. Rich, anything you want to say to wrap these things up?
Yes. Okay. Sad that 2020 is done and over, but 2021 Steelers, can't wait.
See you next week.